Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hello, hello, hello. We are back, everybody. Welcome to the Lake Show. And we're having some technical difficulties tonight, so you'll have to bear with us. Jonathan, are you there? Do we have everybody in the house now? I think we got everybody working on the problem at this point.
Hey, Dave, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. Hello. We got everybody now. We're here.
Yes, sorry. We're
here.
We scrambling right now here in the studio trying to get everything. This is what happens when wires get shuffled around and plug something into somewhere and you don't know where it's going.
I picture the guy from, like, Airplane holding the... He took the wires out at the same time.
That's possible, yes.
And now we don't know what's going on. But we're here. We're back. Lake Show. Henry Lake not in tonight. Well, obviously, I'm filling in. Dave Schwartz here. Happy to be with you on this evening of March Madness. We got a great guest lineup for you as well, which we're a little behind on, but that's all right, because we'll talk a little Vikings with Alec Lewis coming up at 6:30. But Jonathan, I want to start with what is, I think, at least in my mind, front and foremost on everyone's mind at this point, which is who will be leading the Gopher basketball team. And it seems to me as if everyone is talking about Nico Medved, who is obviously still in the tournament at this point, so they can't hire him yet. And I'm reading down his list of credentials, and I don't. It's not that I think that Nico Medved is not a great option. He certainly is. He's done great things at Colorado State. He's in the NCAA tournament. But I'm reading down his list of qualifications here, and I start to look at it, and it says, oh, he's a Roseville native. Roseville native, Minnesota ties. And maybe I'm the only one, and please feel free to disagree with me here. 651-461-9226. It's the WCCO Talking Text Line. I feel like we put way too much stock in Minnesota ties for a coach. I feel like we did that with Lindsey Whalen. I feel like we did that with Ben Johnson. And this isn't to say that they're not good coaches, that they're not great basketball people. But I feel like this idea that we have to have someone who understands how to recruit in Minnesota. Do you really have to live here to learn how to recruit in this state? I just feel like sometimes we put way too much stock in that bucket, because recruiting is countrywide at this point. It's not just Minnesota. Yes, you have to keep the best basketball players in state, but it's not just in Minnesota. You don't need to be from Minnesota to know, to go on the internet and search for, hey, who's the highest scorer this year? To know that the schools that are at the top of the state probably have the best athletes. You don't need to understand that. Now, does it help to get in the door, talk to the family, perhaps, if you have that Minnesota connection? But I just don't know, to me at least, Jonathan, that it bothers me that much, or at least that I need to have someone who knows Minnesota basketball. I just don't see the advantage. And we've tried it quite a bit, certainly. But if you think about the coach who's had probably the, at least in the, and I'll just say from when I got here in the mid-2000s, the coach that I think was the most successful had zero Minnesota ties. Tubby Smith. He didn't have any ties to Minnesota. This was kind of his retirement job. And so this idea that we have to have someone. But again, this isn't to say that Nico Medved isn't a great coach. I just don't know that needs to be that big of a checkbox. Now we have to wait to see when he's going to finish the NCAA tournament. March 24th is the, I believe, the opening of the portal. So there is a pretty finite window here. But I don't think necessarily that it matters if you have the transfer, if you have your head coach once the transfer portal opens. Because I really believe that whoever they hire, whether it's Medved, whether it's someone else, I've heard so many different names. Ryan Saunders' name is on the list, which, by the way, sneaky dark horse. I like that, but we'll see what happens. And speaking of Minnesota ties, after I just contradict myself. But they're not trying to play for next year. They're not trying to win next year. They're not trying to come in and make the NCAA tournament next year. This is going to be a process. You've got to put your roster together. You have to figure all of this out in terms of what it looks like, who the coaches, getting the assistants and getting their assistant coaches and all of that stuff. And that's going to take time. They got to get recruits in. It's going to take time. So, you know, this idea that, and I saw this today somewhere I was reading, where you have to have someone in by the 24th. I don't necessarily know that deadline matters as much, just because you really do have to truly get the right guy. Jonathan, help me out here. Is it that big of a deal? And I'd love our listeners too. Is it that big of a deal that you have to have someone with Minnesota ties coach be the head coach of the Golden Gopher basketball team?
Well, you know that is always going to be a draw. It's always going to be a tie-in. You look at schools in the past, and they say, and some of these coaches that come in say, "Oh, I played here, and when the time I played here, I had such a, you know, this was where I grew up," or "I grew up in this area as a kid, always rooting for this job, and this was my, if I ever got to coach the Gophers, it would be my dream job." So that's always a pull. Yeah. It doesn't always land. Sometimes it lands. I'd say more often than not, it doesn't. And so because of that, you have to be careful. You have to have some kind of antenna up to make sure that, okay.
There has to be more.
Yes. Yeah, there has to be, you know, the record at another place, another university where you don't have ties, where you've had to build a program, or you've had great ties in scouting for a major program as an assistant. Yeah, you got to have more there than just, hey, you're coming home to coach the team you grew up rooting for. And so I think that was a big thing back, I don't know, from the time when those sports started. So the teens, the 19-teens, the 20s, you know, back to the 19-aughts, forward to maybe, I'd say, maybe the 70s and 80s, it was really important. And then I'd say it started to turn maybe in the 80s to 90s. And now you're just looking for people that can just get the job done.
With the rise of all of these AAU programs and specialty sports schools, and I mean, I don't want to sound like old man yelling at clouds here, but the rise of the internet, all of that stuff makes recruiting so much, I guess, more challenging and difficult at the same time, or challenging and easy at the same time, because you can figure out where guys are. And I think the most important thing to me, and whoever they get, whether it's – there's so many names out there, it's almost silly to go through them all again. And obviously, Nico Medved is the number one choice, or at least seems like it. Whoever they have, to me, has got to have – serious head coaching experience. Like, and Medved does. He's done well at Colorado State. And keep in mind also here that Nico, we're not the only suitors of Nico Medved. There's other schools that are going to want him. And the deeper that Colorado State goes in the tournament, they continue to go, it's going to cost more and more. And at this point, it's already costing money to buy out Ben Johnson. And then there's going to be more money to obviously to bring a new coach in and a higher profile coach. I will be truthful with this, that I didn't want Ben Johnson fired the end of the season. I thought he still had the locker room. But more than anything, I just wanted that buyout money to be used for something else. I just wanted it to be used, and that's the big issue here. And I know we're up against the break, so we'll take a break here in a moment. But it to me, that money should have been used. Put it in NIL. We put so much stock in coaching, but players want three things, right? They want to be able to play now. They want to know that they have a chance to go pro at some point, and they want NIL money. Maybe not even in that order. Everyone has differences. But I don't know. I didn't love it, but I get it. And so here we are, Gophers looking for a new head coach, as are so many others. I wonder if it matters that the Minnesota connection is there. I also wonder, we'll probably have to talk about this a little bit later, but I also wonder at some point here, when are we going to start to look at the person and or people hiring as to whether they're getting the right coach? We keep looking at the coach and saying, this coach isn't it, that coach isn't it. Certainly Don Flitzwhite's done a nice job, seems like the right hire for the Gopher Women's program. But at some point here, the finger's going to have to start to point back to the people doing the hiring and not just the people that were hired. We'll take a quick break. Coming up next, we'll step aside from basketball, talk a little Vikings. Alec Lewis from The Athletic is going to join us. I would like to ask him, is there really a chance at all that Aaron Rodgers is coming here? I don't think it is. Maybe there's a chance. We'll talk to him about it coming up next.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
And we are back. Dave, are you there? Are you there, Dave?
I'm here, Lake Show on a Friday night. See, this is kind of like why you would want a really good backup quarterback, which leads into
WCCO. Hey, I'll put you on hold. We'll bring on with Dave.
Okay. It would be perfect. You always want to make sure you have that guy ready just in case everything goes down. So as we look towards the Viking season, Alec Lewis joining us from The Athletic on the John Schuster Promo Banker Hotline. First of all, good to talk to you, buddy. How are you? How are you dealing with the craziness or lack thereof craziness in free agency?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dave. Appreciate it. It was cool when I heard you were hosting on a Friday night. Props to it. It's been a wild 2 weeks, that's for dang sure. Yeah. I think really about being in Indianapolis 3 weeks ago at the scouting combine and having conversations there about what the Vikings might do, and expecting them to shore up the interior of the offensive line, the interior of the defensive line, add some talent elsewhere. And then obviously it was a slow start on that first Monday. Then everything ramped up. They signed Jonathan Allen, Javon Hargrave, Ryan Kelly, Will Fries. It became a relentless stretch. And then the question became, who was going to be the quarterback of the Vikings pair with J.J. McCarthy? And the priority was Daniel Jones. And had been, I mean, even back in Indianapolis at the combine, that was the name that surfaced, and the Vikings made a run at Daniel Jones, and eventually he chose the Indianapolis Colts. And that is the point at which life became very unexpected, is what I would say. And Aaron Rodgers' name began to bubble up in almost every conversation I was having with people inside the building. So, yeah, it's been a wild ride, but glad to have a weekend of March Madness to transfer my thoughts elsewhere.
So, and I want to talk about the J.J. McCarthy situation at quarterback, obviously, but I want to start. I don't know about you, when I saw the Jonathan Allen signing, I got pretty excited. Listen, I know he only had 3 sacks last year, but a couple of years ago, if you look at those Commanders teams that he was on in 2022 and 2021, from my recollection, they weren't stellar Commanders teams, and he had 9 sacks and 7.5 sacks, respectively. What are the Vikings getting in Jonathan Allen?
Yeah, I mean, I will never forget my first year covering the team was 2022, and the Vikings and Kirk Cousins went back to Washington, and there was a lot of, I don't know if it was buzz around that game, because I don't think nationally there really was, but at least for me, covering the Vikings in that first season, like, it felt notable that Kirk was going back there. And that day, the Vikings won a very close game. I can't remember the final score. I wish I could. That would be impressive. But yeah. I just remember Kirk getting obliterated constantly in that game. I remember a lot of things for some reason from that game. Cam Bynum colliding with the ref is one of them. But Kirk was crushed in the pocket constantly, and a lot of the pressure being applied to him was from guys like Jonathan Allen. I mean, he was really the focal point of that interior defensive line, and he's a guy who's been a captain. He was a Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee. These guys, the guys who produce at this level, who can win one-on-one pass rush opportunities like him, just do not surface in free agency all the time. Now, the question would be, why did he? Well, the Commanders were able to save a good amount of money by releasing him, so they saved money on their cap. And Jonathan Allen did suffer a pretty serious partially torn, I believe, pec injury last year, and so he is aging. I mean, he's 30. He'll be 31. But for the Vikings, and you know this, Dave, because you watch, and for anybody listening who's a Vikings fan knows this because they watch. I mean, the Vikings really have not had a force on the interior of their defensive line. As you watch around the league, the teams that have good defenses, even though the Vikings defense has been good, but the teams that have been consistent, I mean, they have a guy on the interior that can push the pocket and get in the quarterback's face. And that interior pressure is a really difficult thing for any quarterback. And so the Vikings adding Jonathan Allen, and then also signing Javon Hargrave, who has been very effective in the past as well, just gives this defense kind of a presence there that I think has the potential, if these guys can stay healthy, to be exponential for what Brian Flores is able to do.
So let's go back to this Val situation with what's going on with J.J. McCarthy. As you look ahead to free agency, is there a better chance in your mind that the Vikings find a free agent quarterback to back them up? Because I think it's pretty obvious he's going to start. Or is it more obvious is it more likely that they will draft J.J. McCarthy's backup?
Yeah, I would expect there to be a veteran quarterback addition to the roster. I think to have another presence in that room besides Brett Rippey. And when I say veteran, that doesn't mean it has to be a 37-year-old. Maybe it is a player in the league who has started games who's 26 years old, but a guy who has experience in the league. Now, I'll never rule out that they draft a guy. I think I'd be pretty – I was thinking about this earlier today, actually, because I'm insane. Like, what if they did draft a guy in the late rounds? I mean, I do think if there's a player that Kevin O'Connell likes at that position, he's probably going to be interested, but it'd be pretty surprising at this point. I see the best path right now at this very moment as we're talking – as them adding a veteran quarterback to the room to be around this spring and summer, as J.J. McCarthy is QB1 for this spring and summer. And I wrote this morning, but this is a very big spring and summer for him. The Vikings have built a roster that is, I mean, it's likely to be very competitive. And that's on paper, so you have to see in terms of health and everything else. But when you have a roster that allows you to have the expectations that this roster has, and you have a quarterback coming off a torn meniscus, which is a serious injury. But, I mean, guys suffer injuries, so you can come back from it. But when you have a guy who missed an entire season and has only played one preseason game in his NFL career, paired with that roster, you do need a player that you can rely on in the event that something happens. And that's where I think the Vikings are right now.
Alec Lewis from The Athletic joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. The latest thing that I read today is that A-Rodge was in Pittsburgh and with the Steelers, did not get a deal done on the way out. This whole A-Rodge situation to me brings up, and I don't know if you were here yet, but brings back the whole Brett Favre, right? The Vikings were in Mankato, and we would get calls every day that Brett Favre's truck was spotted and maybe he was going to be here. And now this whole A-Rodge thing, like maybe he's going to be here, maybe he's not. Where's he going to sign this year? I just don't see Minnesota as the right fit for him. I don't know. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm crazy. Where do you see him signing?
Oh, you're not crazy at all. I think any team that looks at Aaron Rodgers and thinks it's a perfect fit is probably foolish, considering what would come with that signing. I mean, there is a lot to unpack here. The first is the Vikings, and I'll just start here. Kevin O'Connell has had a relationship with Aaron Rodgers for 15 years. He's known him a very long time. They're similar age quarterbacks who have spent a lot of time on the West Coast, and I and they have respect for each other. And so when Kevin O'Connell learns that Aaron Rodgers views the quarterback landscape and he thinks Minnesota would be a good fit for him, being that Aaron Rodgers is a future Hall of Fame quarterback and still can play at a level that I think – I don't know if people last season was so tough in New York, but if you go back and watch the film of certain games, like I went back and rewatched the film of the Rams game, the Dolphins game, the Jaguars game, there are flashes there of what he has been, especially from the pocket. Now, he's not the mobile quarterback that he once was. And as I say all of that, Aaron Rodgers comes with the hullabaloo that obviously we have seen even here locally, and he's not even on the team, and he was never offered to be on the team. And so to your initial question of where will Aaron Rodgers end up, I think if I were pegging it right now, I think the most likely team would be the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think the second most likely option might be retirement. And then the only way for me right now that it makes sense for Aaron Rodgers to be a Minnesota Viking is if there is some kind of setback with J.J. McCarthy or the Vikings deem that he needs more development time, and that would have to happen, and Aaron Rodgers would have to either not sign with Pittsburgh or not retire and be done. If both those things happen at some point over the course of time in the next few months, then this conversation is probably worth revisiting. But, I mean, the New York Giants, they recently, as we've been talking, have signed Jameis Winston. I don't think that was ever like a realistic option for Aaron Rodgers. So right now it feels like it's either Pittsburgh, retire, or wait for a team to either have an injury at quarterback or deem him the most appropriate option. It's been wild. It's crazy. I was 12 years old when the Brett Favre stuff happened, and so I don't remember a lot of it, but I do.
Consider yourself lucky, brother.
Yeah, one of these days I will be spending time one day just reading the archives of that time because I'm kind of fascinated by it and I probably need to know it. It's just you can hear the emotion in my voice because it has been a lot.
Well, you're saying
a lot.
And you're saying everything that I've been saying for weeks that this idea that Aaron Rodgers is still what he was. People have to let that go. He's not that guy anymore. He's just not.
And look. I understand, I understand all aspects of it.
Yep.
Of course, people within this Viking, you know, fans of the Vikings want the young quarterback that they handpicked to be the guy. And trust me, that is everybody's, you know, hope. And we'll see if that happens. He's going to have the opportunity this spring and summer to prove that he is capable of leading a team that has very high expectations.
My man, Alec Lewis, thank you for sticking with us through all the trouble with the audio today. Good to talk to you. Always a pleasure to catch up. Of course, everybody can read all your stuff in The Athletic and catch you on Twitter as well. Thanks for joining us tonight, buddy.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
The Lake Show continues around the break.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.